I'd like now to welcome Tracy Silverman. He is a virtuoso electric violinist. He's been called by the BBC the greatest living exponent of the electric violin. He's had concertos written for him by the likes of John Adams. And we're joined here in the cafe by Zuleika. She is an international performer and story dancer. She's founder of the Story Dancer Project. And the two of them will be performing together tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Warehouse 21. It's a performance called Aurora. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Great to have you. Now, you guys are doing a really interesting event, which is not only a performance of dance and the kind of story dance that you do, Zuleika, which we'll tell you about, and this amazing electric violin, but it's also a film event, which is the kickoff of something called the Aurora Project. Zuleika, what's that about?
Well, the Aurora Project is something that we've both wanted to do, where we can go to different cities in the U.S. and do a performance and then do outreach to youth at risk and youth challenged by life circumstances, where we'll be working with music. Tracy has such a beautiful way of working with young people and sharing the way music works, the way listening works. And I'll be working with movement and creative expression, and we'll put this together in a kind of creativity and improvisation work.
Now, Zuleika, you've done a lot of work with people who are facing one kind of challenge or another. You seem to be that kind of amazing combination of performer, artist, and healer. How did you come to this, and how do you continue to put those things together?
I don't know. I think they find me. It's a curious thing. I keep wanting to be a performer and a dancer, and I keep finding myself in places where there's something going on, and somebody needs something, and some upliftment has to happen, and I find myself working with those people. Maybe they come to a class and they tell me they have cancer, or they come to a class and they tell me their child is suffering. So then will I come and do something? So I say, okay, and I go and do a performance for all the kids, and then that leads to me working with the kids. And it's kind of like one match, like a spark of joy that leads to something else. But honestly, I never imagined that I would be going around to so many types of communities where people are suffering. But then, of course, the world these days has a lot of that in it, doesn't it?
And it always has, and probably always will.
I think being an artist in the midst of it is something very wonderful, and to be able to use what I love to I mean that in a positive way, that affects the atmosphere and uplifts people and brings some laughter. That's a great thing.
Yeah, and if I can add to those beautiful thoughts of Zuleika's, as a performer, I struggle with the idea that what I do is very self-centered and self-serving, and why do I get to have a career where it's, you know, I just do what I love to do, you know, playing music. And sometimes I really struggle with this idea that I'm not doing something more useful to the world, even though, of course, the arts are not unuseful in themselves. You know, it's certainly bringing new ideas and music, and bringing people's attention to the arts and to the way that that makes you look at the world is, of course, important, and why I have dedicated my life to it. But even still, there's something that strikes me as being narcissistic about that career, you know, and about that life, and makes me crave the opportunity, look for the opportunity to do something which more directly helps people, you know. Sometimes I think, gee, you know, maybe I should really do something that, you know, is really helpful, you know, work in a soup kitchen or work with homeless people, do something hands-on where I'm actually helping somebody rather than having a career, you know, where I get to do what I love. So it's wonderful when I can have these opportunities to make work that is more directly helping people who really need some attention and who are affected so directly by the work, you know, the kind of stuff that Zuleika has been doing for years, really important work. And so we've known each other for a long time, and we've just been looking for an opportunity, you know, how can I be involved in what Zuleika is doing? You know, something for me, it was very gratifying to have this opportunity to finally put this into action.
Which is interesting, that what you were saying about artists, because when you grow up, like we have, learning some skill and loving it so much and wanting to bring it to the world, and then walking outside and finding out the world is like this, and well, how are we going to do this? So it's so fantastic that we will be able to, through doing this event, film it. Then we'll have a passport, a calling card, to be able to explain this type of work more fully outwardly and be of use.
So what's the of use part? I mean, you've got this project coming up. You're going to be working with young people specifically, with the Aurora Project. What does that look like?
Yeah, that looks like, you know, I don't know yet, walking into a homeless youth shelter and doing a performance for young people, and then explaining, you know, a kind of performance that has activities inside of it. You know, Tracy might play something, I might tell a story, then we might take it apart and say, did you hear that? Here's how that works, here's how you make that. To inspire, I think inspiration in the midst of life's challenges is one of the greatest gifts that we as artists know. We live with it daily, and when you put that out in front of a group of young people who are starving for inspiration, really. So imagine, you know, go someplace where they haven't seen anything. They have MTV, they have radio, they all dance on the street or whatever, and that's fantastic too. And then you take it inside and break it down a little bit and give everybody a chance to participate. Then it creates more community, it creates more connection. Anytime you have more connection, that creates greater health and wellness. That's what they're all proving now. I think artists have always known this.
Well, I mean, it really is so striking that the arts, dance movement, and music in particular are so integral to who we are. They're not an add-on. I mean, if you watch children, they're spontaneously dancing and singing and drumming and making music. And when you said a moment ago, I mean, people are starved for this, it's really genuinely true. It's a basic human need.
Yes. You know, it's interesting that, you know, we focus in school on training people's minds, which is very important, obviously, to think better and to understand better. We train people's bodies in sports to be healthy and to compete and things like that. But the part of education that often is overlooked is the arts, and what that trains is our souls and our hearts, and what gets developed in the arts is our sense of empathy and our sense of respect for each other and for the world around us, to be able to look at it and to see beauty in each other and in the world, and to have this empathy for the world, which is something obviously that we could use a little more of, I think we'll all agree, and which is really what the arts are about. You know, when we look at an amazing painting or a piece of music or a great dance, we're noticing something about ourselves. We're seeing ourselves in that. And we're seeing it in a way that you don't see it just walking down the street, typically. And it brings attention to a way of looking at the world and of being empathetic and respecting that world. And this is something that's really, really important. And as we see, when we bring this type of attention to kids and to adults, anybody who's really in need, it has immediate effects. It's like, it's curative, you know, it's very powerful and very necessary.
Well put. An honor to work with you. I can't wait.
Likewise,
I want to say that this concert that we're doing, that's a concert and a live filming event, it's not a children's concert or an adult concert. It's
all ages.
It's all ages, and it's not one thing or another. You might say avant-garde family, but that with a heart or something. It's going to have the full range of stories and dreaming, and Tracy's going to be playing his amazing, his violin. Also, if you're listening to this, he has pedals on the stage and he makes loops and rhythms, and it's prodigious. It's extraordinary.
I mean, we're going to play a little bit of music at the end of this broadcast today, but I mean, I've been watching some of your pieces on YouTube, Tracy, and the kind of feeling I get from the work you do, besides like incredible, you know, mastery and virtuosity and all that, is this sense of freedom and exploration with the instruments that you play and the way you approach music in a kind of big-minded, big-hearted way.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing. The thing that I try to bring out in my work and in talking about my work is that it's play. You know, you don't work a violin, you play a violin. And music and art and really so much of life started out as play. And that sense of playfulness and joy and discovery and experimenting and not being inhibited, not censoring yourself too much, and just playing is something that's very human and that people pick up on in one way or another. They get that, you know, you're having fun, you're being free, you're playing. And we all want to do that. We all need that in our lives, especially as we grow up, because we get to do it as kids, but somehow we lose that as we grow up, and we need to be able to be playful all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So that would be what we described in this description as the joy of creative expression, which is definitely something that is natural and inherent in all of us, and everyone's talking about it now in education, and yet, you know, when I go to some of these places where there's nothing, and then we make something out of nothing, and everyone's laughing and moving, and then people come up and they say, wow, my pain kind of moved. I don't feel how I was feeling. It's not a fix. It's not a you're cured, but when the body expands and the heart opens, the circulation moves,
yeah.
And that's not only the scientific thing, it's an actual explosion of good feeling, which creates more joy, which we can't bottle, you have
which
to do
which in turn
it.
Creates more joy, which in turn creates less suffering. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of amazing to hear you, Tracy Silverman, saying that you feel like the work you do is narcissistic or self-serving in some way, because I mean maybe other artists feel that way, but as you yourself say, it's such a human expression and it's such a necessary part of life, and it just seems like the two of you are trying to give that and kind of bring it out in other people just by doing what you do in the first place.
Yeah, I would say
exactly
that's the hope.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the film. This event tomorrow night is a live concert filming event it's called Aurora, it's for the Aurora Project. What do you expect this film to be? What's the film you're making? Where will it be shown?
Well, I don't know how it will be shown, but I know that it will be a tool to be able to explain what this is, to be able to open the doors, to be able to work with different communities around the country. I see it as something like that. I'm not sure about the film aspect of it being a full feature film or something. We don't exactly know how it's all going to roll out, but by filming it, we'll be able to document what this is so that we won't have to explain everything. We'll just be able to say, here, see this? This is what we're talking about. Oh, yeah. Well, that could be in a theater, and then it could go over here in the school. Nobody ever goes to that school. Those kids never get to see anything like this. You know, I see it as something like a passport to a new kind of country that we know is.
I like that.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Tracy Silverman, what are you working on these days musically?
Well, I'm actually learning a new concerto by Nico Muley, who's a young composer who wrote an electric violin concerto. I'm going to be playing that with some orchestras later this season. So I'm practicing that, always writing, working on new material for new recordings, and just always trying to keep the creative juices flowing and stay in that space where basically I'm thinking as a composer and writing, coming up with new music and new approaches to what I do. So that's, you know, kind of what's going on for me this season.
Do you play acoustic as well as electric violin ever?
A little bit. I mostly play electric, but I do have a group called Three Part Invention with Phil Auberg and Mike Block, pianist and cellist. And we do, at times, play completely acoustically in that group with acoustic instruments. Those guys play acoustic all the time, but I'm mostly electric and play some acoustic on that. But really, the electric violin is my thing. And what's different about the electric, it's not just sort of a violin that's amplified. It's a six-string electric violin. Most violins have four strings. So this has two lower strings, which really changes everything, because now you can play bass notes for yourself like a guitar. It's basically the same range as a guitar. And it allows the instrument to become a chordal instrument and to accompany somebody, which is something that a violin can't really do effectively because it doesn't have that low register. So that's the instrument that I've been playing for the last 30 years or so. It's something that actually I developed, and it's been a work in progress for the last 30 years. And it's really very versatile, especially with all the electronics that you can use with it. It's very expressive, has all the expressivity of a violin, plus all of this extra potential, which really caught the attention of composers like John Adams and Terry Riley and Nico Muley, Kenji Bunch, and all of these guys who have written concertos, electric violin concertos, for me to play. And it's been my sort of lifelong mission to do this, exactly this, to get composers, as well as myself, to write music for this basically new instrument that I've developed. So that's, you know, that's kind of what I've been dedicating my life to.
You also do this thing, I mean, you say that it's an instrument with the six strings, the electric way that it's played, that you use it can accompany other instruments. You also do this thing where you accompany yourself, or I don't know if that's the right word for it, but you basically are performing, you play a bar or two, that's essentially laying down a track, and then you loop that and then play over that and create a texture of sound. Are you going to be doing this at the performance tomorrow night?
I sure will. You know, the technology is pretty amazing, and you can do so much with loops. You can use it in that way, which is a very straightforward way of just putting something down and layering on top of that. You can also do really creative stuff with it where you have loops that are unsynchronized and that change over time so that they don't keep repeating the same way, so that what happens is it really creates a certain amount of unexpected harmonies to come up. And sometimes I will set things up like that that force me to listen and to respond in the moment as if I were playing with other musicians who are changing things, doing unexpected things. And so I set these loops up, let them kind of create their own harmony and improvise over that. So there are lots of fun things you can do with the loops. And of course, sound-wise, I can change from a distorted electric guitar kind of sound to a very ambient keyboard kind of sound, and, you know, can do all kinds of things like that. So the potential sound-wise with the instrument is pretty unlimited.
The performance taking place tomorrow night is called Aurora. It's at 7:30 at Warehouse 21 here in Santa Fe. Tracy Silverman is a virtuoso electric violinist. Zuleika is an international performer, founder of the Story Dancer Project. And it's not only a performance, but a live filming. Now, is the audience going to be filmed? Are they participating in any way? No. Okay, so it's
it's their presence and their generosity of heart that we wanted to have something live, you know.
Right.
And I just want to say that the online tickets are Aurora at brownpapertickets.com because it's a better deal to get your tickets ahead of time. It's limited seating at Warehouse 21. There will be tickets at the door.
Aurora.brownpapertickets.com. Tracy Silverman and Zuleika, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.